Warren looked up from the table to see Simone patiently waiting for him to begin. "Sorry, Simone. Cindy's call kind of knocked me for a loop." He started to explain. "Thursday after I went home from work, I felt like I needed to be around people. I walked a few blocks to a restaurant near the apartment to have dinner. After dinner, I walked to a bar called the Green Lantern. I was sitting there enjoying my drink when guess who slides into my booth? Kimberly Johnson. Earlier that day, when I was canvassing the coffee shops, I saw someone trailing me in a silver Mazda. I asked her if it was her, and she says yes. She goes on to say she thought I would be out hunting and not sitting behind a desk waiting for a story. You see, Simone, I was hunting. I wanted to see if any of the places had noticed Kimberly or Bob canvassing and stalking the girls that worked there. She goes on to say that if the tables were turned, she would suspect her as well. After all, she was involved with the main suspect." Warren goes on and tells Simone the rest. He tells her about Kimberly's theory about undomesticated killers that kill to feed their soul. She continued with her theory that Bob was the killer and his brother killed him. "I tell you, Simone, she is involved somehow and knows I think so. She also tried to use me to write a story about a warrant they served on the brother Friday morning." "Warrant? You knew they were serving a warrant and didn't report on it? I hope the boss doesn't find out." "He knows. I told him yesterday before driving to interview the brother on Friday. I told him all of it and offered to quit. I cannot write stories spoon-fed to me by the police." He understood. "This morning I interviewed Carol, the only girl that fits the profile. Kimberly was in the coffee shop just before closing on the Friday night Bob went missing. Carol's dad picked her up after closing and remembers seeing a gray or silver sports car parked in the shadows of the lot. We need to get the security camera footage from the Burger King to see if it might have picked up something." Simone was dumbfounded. She sat there with her mouth half open. "Warren, you think Kim is involved with the disappearance of Bob? Do you think he is the killer or Kimberly?" "I think Bob is the killer, and Kimberly is involved with his disappearance. I don't know how she is involved. Yet. I do know Kimberly wants the suspicion on the two brothers. I think she is working two theories. Bob did the killing, and because he knew the police had the description of the truck, he took off. Or the brother is the killer, and because they had the description of the truck, he killed Bob and set him up as the fall guy." Simone sat there, digesting the information, then said, "Either theory makes sense, Warren." "I know. But like I said the other night, at every turn, Kimberly is at the center. We can add to the list her following me, being at the coffee shop with Carol, and trying too hard to convince me the other night to write a story shaping public opinion about the brothers' involvement. My gut tells me she is involved deeper than we know. I understand now why you asked for the list of missing persons." Thinking for a moment, she went on slowly, trying to work through all that Warren had said. "If Bob was killing girls, which all fit a profile..." She stopped and looked up straight into Warren's eyes, stunned. "You think Kimberly is the undomesticated killer and has been killing for years?" She stopped for a moment, then continued real slow. "No, you can't be serious, Warren. Are you?" "Like I said, I'm not sure how she is involved.